The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I think surfers' lives in danger shouldn't be allowed, so I think it should be banned.
Shark attack, that was part of what happened over the 4th of July weekend, happened in California. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. A couple of quick details on that. Manhattan Beach, that was a surfer. He said it's just too risky. Talking about the fishermen who are chumming the waters while people are swimming not too far from the pier. It's been an ongoing battle. And sure enough, somebody in a group of swimmers was attacked by a juvenile great white. Says he looked him right in the eye, was bit in the chest, not crunched all the way through, swam to shore with the help of the others that were in the group, and was sent to the hospital immediately, but is going to survive that attack, but definitely will have those bite wounds, but did not bite him all the way through. And off that coastline, there are a lot of those juvenile great whites. But the fishermen are fishing there, and then you've got swimmers and surfers, and it attracts them and pulls them in. So it was inevitable that eventually that would happen. And unfortunately, it was bad timing for one poor man who was simply trying to get his reps in, getting in shape for a triathlon. And it was the wrong time when somebody had just had a battle with one of the sharks and let it off the line, and then that's what happened. What else happened over the weekend? There were fireworks probably in your backyard. I mean, what small town, big city, medium-sized city doesn't have some sort of fireworks show? You cannot beat it, right? There's just something about fireworks. And maybe, I don't know, maybe there's some people out there that don't like it, don't like the sound of the fireworks. I love fireworks. I love going to fireworks. And I guess it's because I like the eye candy. It's just something about that. There's something captivating about it. The Chinese knew that when they invented fireworks. If you think way back when the advent of fireworks, that's where they initially came from. And the largest fireworks display, they say, of all time was in Dubai, and it was during the 2014 New Year's celebrations. It broke the record for the most ever ignited during any kind of a display. This is the Guinness Book of World Records that's saying that. So, you know, how much is it that we're talking about? They say 500,000 fireworks were used. 500,000, that is crazy. Think of what that would look like to actually be able to see that if you happen to be there for it. And, of course, there have been other giant displays and cool places where fireworks are set off. They've had some that are cascading, and there's different kinds of fireworks, and there's different kinds of setups for fireworks. They had fireworks at the London Eye, which is always a cool thing to see in the background. You see that. And I think, and I've talked about this before, if you're on the water and you look back and you see fireworks, that's also pretty neat to see that point of view from the water and them being set off on the other side of the beach. But the fireworks began to gain popularity around the mid-17th century, and that was the Chinese who brought it. They brought it to Europe and other places, and it just really exploded. And the popularity, I think, of fireworks couldn't be bigger now. Unfortunately, there was a fireworks disaster that had to do with the water and people watching the fireworks from the other side. Boats in Biscayne Bay in Miami. It's a great place to go. You'll see the displays and you look back at it, and then it's a rush to get to the ramp. Okay, woo, the fireworks are done. It's kind of like people clearing out to hurry up and run to their cars when they're outside someplace and they park the car a couple of miles away or around the corner or wherever it is, or jump on the buses, because, like, these some of these displays, as I mentioned, have gotten really, really big. So they were rushing to get back to the ramp, and there were a couple of boats that smashed into each other that collided after the fireworks. Four people actually died. They ended up pulling two people out of the water a day later on Saturday, and then they had people that were actually killed in the boats and 12 different people that were thrown overboard, and a couple of them run over and whatnot, including some children. And how awful is this? It happened right near Dinner Key Marina. I've actually seen it. It's a cool area in Biscayne Bay. And it happened after the fireworks. So it's dark. It's at night, 10:45-ish, trying to get back to shore. And unfortunately, that collision happens. They're still looking into it, but they think that's what it was. And not so much alcohol-driven, that maybe it was just, let's hurry up and get back. We got to get back. And as soon as we can get back, we can get up and get on and not have to wait for anyone. Speaking of getting on, this was a big bombshell that was, I think, dropped over the weekend. The TSA talking about new things, new security measures coming into the country, that you better, whatever you're taking electronically, a laptop, iPad, whatever it is, you have to be able to power it up. You have to prove that they work. And why do you think that is? Because they got to prove they work and they're not explosive devices. So instead of just throwing your phone, your laptop, the iPad, the iTouch, the whatever it is, the Nook, you have to be able to fire it up. So you have to make sure everything is battery powered. It's interesting because I can't tell you how many times I've gotten on planes where absolutely my stuff was drained, where even my mobile phone was drained. Now you're going to have to make sure if you're out of the country, if it's dead, it's not coming back with you. They're just confiscating it. So you're coming back into the country. This is the newest thing, newest twist to what they're doing because of what they say is the potential threats from terrorists in the Middle East and in Europe. Jay Johnson directed the TSA to enhance security at overseas airports and those direct flights to the United States. And there's a bunch of them now, like 250 different flights a day coming in specifically that way in different parts of the country. So if you can't do it, if you can't fire it up, there's no plugging in and none of that kind of stuff, they will seize it. This is the kind of information they're getting. New intelligence on groups trying to build new types of explosives that are harder to detect. And that's one way they've discovered they can do it, to try to put it in phones. Of course, we know that. But if they're not fired up, you wouldn't see it. And just try to get it through that way. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, a conversation with Dr. Hochberg about where we are when it comes to health care. Now, speaking of being fired up, people who are still fired up, there'll be an open enrollment period again in November after what we just went through with the Affordable Care Act. What does it mean to so many people out there who have coverage, don't have coverage, and are trying to figure it all out? We'll do that coming up in our third segment. But next, more odds and ends on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight, there is no doubt the buzz in the backyard as we kick off another week coming off of freedom and celebrating the 4th of July and what that means to us. Looking at the people who want to drink from that cup of freedom, and now what's happened because of an executive order by the president who says he's going to fix the situation. We have a nightmare on our hands at the border and outside of the border as well, because of the transfer of thousands of undocumented immigrants in Texas to other southwestern states and the resistance that they're starting to meet with, because the people do not want to have them in their areas, don't want to bus in all these people. Murrieta in California is the best example of that. On Friday, dozens of protesters crowded outside the Border Patrol station there, vowing to turn away any buses. Now, they say they're going to bring those buses in on Monday. The feds are going to be there with riot gear if need be, but they are going to get them to the facility because they need the facility. So there's been a lot of backlash over this executive order. The DREAM Act gone awry. What was akin to the DREAM Act? Not working. Monday is a huge day. Homeland Security, not even sure about the deportations and what to do, saying they have to do right by the kids. The problem is some of the kids are coming in and saying they want asylum, and there is confusion. And they want asylum because they want to get away from the violence. And that's why their parents push them to go to the United States in some cases. So they do not get permission to be in the United States. They do have to be processed. And it's going to get uglier. It's going to get uglier before it gets better, that's for sure, because there's just too many. And then there's the problem of running out of space. How do you shelter all these people? How do you process them? And what do you do with these diseases? You've got agents that are starting to contract certain things. They're worried about tuberculosis. They're worried about common things like lice. So the amount of the deportations has dropped. The amount of people pouring in has exploded. I mean, has just absolutely exploded. Plus, no extra security has been called out, no National Guard, any of that, which is what Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, is saying they should do. But you've got some of these militia groups that are saying, okay, listen, we see what's going on. We're going. Armed and unarmed. They're voluntarily guarding private property in the Laredo area and some other Texas spots where the owners say they feel threatened from drug cartels and from gangs, MS-13. And MS-13, they don't care. They'll shoot you between the eyes. They have absolutely nothing that is coursing in their veins. So now there's this push, too. This push against what's happening there. And this week, we'll be inundated, I'm certain, with stories about what they're trying to do, what they're trying to do from Washington. So you have the nightmare at the TSA in their security with electronics. Supposedly it's been pretty bad. If you can't power up your cell phones, you have to power up the cell phones to get on the plane. If you can't, then they confiscate it. So you can imagine the arguments that are happening there. And then, so these are people legally coming back to the United States. Then you have the outrageous number of people trying to get into the United States along the border and the busing of them in different areas, which has led to all kinds of problems there. Interesting. And it's been an interesting couple of weeks, and I think it's just ramping up to, sad to say, explode even more. A couple other patches, things to throw at you that you might not have seen, because some of you were watching the World Cup and were pretty much into it and were excited to see what was going to happen to the U.S., and then the U.S. loses, and now some of the ratings have gone down. Some people are still watching it. But what's happened in Brazil, if you watched any of it, any of the United States playing or saw any highlights or any of that, it certainly looked like there was a lot of people that were there and that they were celebrating this whole World Cup thing. But I just read a story where they say actually tourism and stuff is down. And the cities who are hosting the different sites, they're not seeing tourism spike at all. They say normally in the month of June, Brazil gets around 600,000 foreign visitors. That's the expected number of tourists that the country would get, they thought, for the World Cup, too. Normal tourists have been replaced by World Cup tourists who are staying at the hotels and they're there for the tours and, you know, all of that. So they say it's smoother than expected, but that they're not doing any better. So nothing has been ramped up. So in other words, not more people have come, which is what they thought, but that's not happening. And in most cases in the stadiums, because they're isolated in some areas, it's been even tougher for people, for the majority of people. I mean, first of all, the majority of people in Brazil can't afford to go to football matches. And then with the people coming in, a lot of them aren't going to some of those outlying areas either. So it's interesting. There's some protests in some of these Brazilian cities, people upset with the government and FIFA saying that they pulled a fast one on them and that it's not smooth and the logistics are far from smooth. And, you know, there's conversation about Brazil and there's conversation about the World Cup, but they don't think that it's jumped up any. Which is interesting because usually that's the one thing you could count on being bigger. More tourists, hotels full. A lot of attention, a lot of highlights on Brazil and in general the country and then all these different cities. But apparently not happening as much as they thought. Not many people going to some of those more rural areas and not a big spike in what they normally would have seen anyway. So now you think of the Olympics. Does that bode very well for the Olympics? And the Olympics is I think it's a different thing than the World Cup. I can't imagine the World Cup, if trying to compare them, I can't imagine the Olympics wouldn't have a very, very crazy, out of control pickup as far as tourists are concerned. It's because it's different from purely soccer, but who knows? And, of course, there's a lot of bad publicity, too, about Rio de Janeiro and other areas in Brazil and what was happening to tourists and how they're getting robbed and ripped off and some of the bad things that are happening. And I don't know, maybe that's dissuaded some people from going to see the event live. But Brazil's a great country. So from the outside, I'm surprised by that. And it looks like, when you see it on camera, that there are a lot of people there. And there are a lot of people there, but it just didn't spike higher. It was the original amount that they would have seen is pretty much what they're seeing from World Cup. And I guess that, to me, seems to be the biggest surprise of all. To me, it's the biggest surprise. So I would think it would have exploded in a much different direction. All right, speaking of exploding, there's no lack of opinions in this country over Obamacare, where it's headed. What about the people who aren't covered? What about the people who are covered? What about the confusion? What does it mean for premiums? All that kind of stuff wrapped into one. Dr. Hogberg stops by, and we have that conversation next on America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We've been talking about what's going on at the VA and what happened in this crazy scandal where we're not even to the bottom of this yet, certainly at this point. And, you know, it's just awful when we think we've got the 4th of July holiday coming up and so many veterans have called us. I just did a thing with wounded warriors, and I can't tell you some of the people that I met and some of the things that, I saw that I'm going to bring back to the show. So we've got Dr. David Hochberg in the wings. He's a senior fellow, as you all know. He's been on the show many times at the National Center for Public Policy Research. And he's really been diving into this veterans thing and says that veterans will eventually suffer like this again as long as we have bureaucracy that's in charge of all of this. So, Doc, first of all, thanks again for coming back on the show. And when you talk about bureaucracy, you're saying that if we continue to operate the veterans' facilities the way they are right now, it's just it's not going to really get fixed all the way across the board?
That's pretty much what I'm saying. If you really want to understand the VA scandal, you really have to look at the incentives and constraints that bureaucracies like the Veterans Administration face. And I'll talk about some of them here. First of all, like most bureaucracies, the VA's customers, the veterans that actually need health care, they don't actually control the funding. And if you compare that to, say, a market, well, customers do control the funding. And if, let's say, business A makes its customers wait too long for a service, then the customers will take their money elsewhere that don't make them wait, and business A will take a hit on its revenues, and it will have to shape up or go under. But with the VA, there is not that sort of, I guess, as we call now, a feedback loop. There's no financial consequences for bad customer service. So because of that, you get oftentimes get poor quality health care.
Yeah, and the whole thing with this incentives deal and the fact that, that was one of the more horrific things that we keep hearing about in these investigations and, initially what broke out of Phoenix. And as long as that funnel's going on, I mean, how is it that there's no consequence for, so far anyway, for what these different administrators have done? Don't you find that just unacceptable?
Well, I find it unacceptable, but not surprising. Another thing about the VA, like most bureaucracies, is that they have civil service protection, which makes it very, very difficult to fire anyone. And when you can't fire an employee, let's say, for dishonesty, in this case, in the VA, actually manipulating the data on wait time so that they actually look better than they otherwise were. When there's not, when you can't fire an employee for that, there's, not the sort of constraint on, that you need on cheating. So, if having good data on wait times, means, let's say, raises and promotions for employees in the bureaucracy, and there's little downside to manipulating the data, when it doesn't look good, well, you don't need to be a genius to figure out what's going to happen. Now, let me just make one point of clarification. I'm not saying that all government employees or most VA employees are dishonest. In fact, I'm sure most of them are honest. I'm just pointing out that, look, most people are neither saints nor criminals. And if you have this kind of incentive structure that doesn't punish dishonesty and arguably, in fact, rewards it, you're at much greater risk of slightly more people being dishonest.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth, isn't it? And how about this whole thing about that, and I mentioned Phoenix, that what happened was this move to the Sun Belt. Is that just a fallacy of the wait times?
It's rubbish. look, that comes from a journalist by the name of Philip Longman, who wrote a book a number of years ago called The Best Care Anywhere, Why the VA... why VA healthcare is better than yours. And as you can imagine, he's had to, in the wake of this, he's had to scramble a little bit. And one of the things he's done is he's claimed that, that this was largely occurred in VA facilities in the Sun Belt region. And for your listeners who don't know, that's the region that kind of starts in Nevada and Southern California and then runs across the southern states all the way to Florida and then inches up usually into South Carolina and North Carolina. And he basically said that what happened here is that veterans migrated to the Sun Belt areas, especially veterans that were retiring. Retirees love to generally go where there's, sun, right? And that the veterans facilities in a lot of those areas were not prepared for this, and they were kind of overwhelmed, and that's what led to the wait times and ultimately the wait time scandal. The problem is the evidence doesn't support that. I mean, if you look at the VA's recent audit of the scandal, there are 81 problem facilities, what they called facilities that need, quote unquote, further review. And you just look at those, and 41 of them were in the Sun Belt, and 40 were not. With the help of my industrious intern, Scott, we tracked down data in both Government Accountability Office reports and Office of the Inspector General reports on wait times in the VA. And of the specific facilities that were examined in those reports, 21 were in the Sun Belt and 22 were not. So, this is really not a scandal that is restricted to a particular geographic area. It is clearly a scandal that's system-wide. And the reason it's a system-wide scandal, across the nation, is that the VA is a bureaucracy and it faces certain incentives and constraints that I just laid out.
Yeah, talking about that and breaking down those numbers, you've seen this because you've certainly covered this for a long time. I can remember when you were doing stuff for Investors Business Daily, and there you were talking about healthcare and Medicare. But then you compare the situation with the VA and the funding and waiting for budgets and all that kind of stuff. And some people say, well, just jack up the budgets. I mean, if you could go back to that and roll the budgets back, but that's not the answer, is it?
No, not really. I mean, you can jack up the budgets all you want. I mean, more often than not, a bureaucracy is going to find a way to spend it inefficiently. you got to understand that probably what they need here is more efficient management of nurses and doctors. But bureaucracies tend to hire administrators because that's where the raises are, that's where the promotions are, and so forth. So, spending more money really isn't going to be the answer. The answer is to let the veterans control the resources to spend on their own health care. Let them decide where to go. Don't leave them, kind of stranded in the VA. I mean, once that happens, you'll actually get, choice for veterans. It'll lead to competition, and, these sorts of things like wait times are much less likely to happen.
Yeah, you said something interesting there. Isn't this kind of the theme for the problem with healthcare, choice and competition? Isn't this part of what the problem is overall in general? If we were going to make a blanket statement about where we are with healthcare?
That there's not enough choice and competition in it? Yeah, I think that's that would pretty well sum up much of the healthcare system. Absolutely.
And as you watch this, because you've seen this pendulum and where it's gone and now the arc and where we are at this point, like I said, you've covered this certainly, and this is in your wheelhouse, seemingly almost from day one, I'll say. And you're working on it. You're working on a book called Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare System Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. For you, was this like watching the train that come right at you?
This was more kind of like, I suppose, watching, Britain's National Health Service land on our shores, unlike Medicare, Medicare doesn't actually run the hospitals and hire the physicians and so forth. The VA actually does. So this is across the board a socialized system, much like this is socialized medicine, just like the National Health Service in Britain. So, while there are some wait times, with Medicare and especially with Medicaid, what happened at the Veterans Administration, I think, was far worse, and that's simply because it is a socialized system.
And is part of the problem with all of this is because, I've talked for a long time, is that there wasn't enough research, enough conversation with the doctors themselves. I mean, I can remember seeing a lot of photo ops of a handful of doctors, but really a lot of doctors weren't involved in the conversation. Do you think that's part of the problem for how this thing is rolled out?
Oh, I suspect, I'm sure that has something to do with it. I mean, I've read numerous stories. For example, I remember Dr. Hal Schertz, who was in the Wall Street Journal a little while back, talking about his experience and the experience of other physicians working at the VA. And every time a physician tried to come up with some innovative way of taking care of the problem, the higher up said no. this violates the rules and procedures. And look, bureaucracies generally don't reward employees who start outperforming the other employees. As opposed to the private sector, where you're going to probably get a raise and get promoted because it helps the bottom line. There's not really a bottom line in the VA. So, to the extent that they hamstrung doctors who were trying to find ways to solve the problem. Of course, that had something to do with it, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. David Hoberg, have a terrific 4th of July, even if it's a wet one. We appreciate your time
here.
Yeah,
you have a good one, too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It was a great final. Can't believe I made it to five. Wasn't looking good there for a while. So I hoped, who knows, it's going to maybe be enough. You know, going into a match with Novak, it's always going to be tough, sometimes rough physically because, you know, we play athletic points. And, you know, I can only say congratulations today. Amazing match, amazing tournament once again. And deserved, well deserved.
Believe in yourself. Just, you know, it's not a cliche. You know, it really works. Even when you don't feel it at times, to say some positive things to yourself, that's exactly when you should do it. I'm full of joy. I mean, in this moment, it has been a tough ride for me in the last couple of years, losing last three Grand Slam finals, and you know, it got to my head, I have to admit, and to be able to win Wimbledon against Roger in five sets is incredible.
Novak Djokovic winning his second Wimbledon title. Roger Federer was looking for his eighth. That was part of what happened over the weekend in the world of sports. It was a five-setter, so people are talking about it. It was pretty exciting, even if you're not a big tennis fan. And that wrapped up the Wimby Championships. Next, on our own soil, the big one, the U.S. Open. And all of those top players should be there again. How far they get through, who knows. But it's always interesting to see somebody like a Federer, who is arguably one of the best tennis players in the world, going up against Djokovic, who is also one of the greats, and stretching it out to that crowd. 4 hours. 4 hours of tennis. So they, whatever they paid for those tickets, it was worth it, because they didn't go home disappointed. Unlike the women, it was a little bit different, because that was a blowout, 6-3, 6-0, and Eugenia Bouchard, the Canadian sensation, who a lot of people were hoping was going to show, she was going to really show up and was going to have an incredible match, was knocked off by Petra Kvitova, who had an easy time with her. For the women, less than an hour, 50-some minutes, versus the men that went 4 hours, and Kvitova had won before. This was her second win, so it was just like Novak Djokovic, exciting for her to win again, and that was really part of what the draw was in the sports world. The sports world, anyway. Besides, there was also auto racing, which is huge as everything finishes up this time of year. The World Cup is going on, and it's up for grabs. The list of possible winners is narrowing, of course, because the contenders are moving on, and the others are being knocked out, including the U.S. that made it to the round of 16, but then they were knocked out of the whole thing in the end, unfortunately, because we were really hoping they would get by Belgium, and I know, like many of you, that sucked me in and made me pay closer attention to it, and unfortunately, it didn't turn out quite the way that we were hoping it would, did it? Ugh, so disappointing. Thought they would maybe get it, perhaps, to at least get beyond Belgium, but it didn't, so they'll regroup. It still was, I think, a good showing for Team USA. So also, as we round the final corner here for this hour of America Tonight, a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget we do our cheap movie reviews, and I'm going to actually do Roger Ebert's list as well of his top movies of all time. I thought that was pretty cool, because when you think of reviewers, you think of Roger Ebert for all those years of what he had to say about the movies, and just the kind of the draw that he had. And some of the movies that he picked as his top movies I would disagree with, but some of them I thought were quite good, and others I wouldn't know. He started in the 60s, so they went all the way through the 60s, just his top movie of the year, 60 all the way through to 2012, all the way through to 2012, and there's some pretty interesting pretty interesting film. So that'll be part of the cheap movie review at the tail end of the week on our Wednesday into Thursday show. Also, dumb things. Thank you. A lot of people are sending me their dumb things. Here's how it works. It's a segment we started doing about 6 months ago. Once a week, we roll it out. If you've done something dumb and you want to admit to it, send us a note. And if we like it, you may win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. And there have been some pretty interesting things that people have said. There's the normal, where you lose your keys, you leave something on top of your car, a host of things like that, but also some pretty crazy things that people have done and just didn't realize they did it, so they put it under dumb things, and it's one of the fun segments that we do on America Tonight. Wrapping it up here even more, this week, we'll see what happens in that showdown, I think, in Murrieta in California, with the buses going through and the Fed saying they've got riot gear and they're ready to do whatever they have to do to get the buses through. That happens on Monday. The other thing is, this week, some heavy, heavy rains are predicted in the Midwest. So get ready for possible severe flooding in Minnesota and parts of Minnesota. They're probably sick of that. Same thing with Missouri. But they're predicting a similar thing. I was watching the Weather Channel before we jumped on the air, They're predicting a similar kind of thing. The Army Corps of Engineers is letting water out of a dam in Coralville, Iowa. People are piling sandbags up to protect what they can, because they're talking about this this tributary, which is that's what it is, of the Mississippi River, and what they're having to do. So they're readying that, getting that ready because of possible mandatory evacuations and get all their belongings and get out. They even say in Davenport, Iowa, the Astros minor league ballpark look like an island in the Mississippi River because of the water everywhere. Downstream in the town of Clarksville, Missouri, the river, they say, will crest some 9 feet above flood stage on Wednesday, while the, they're talking about not having enough sand, but people have donated 100 tons of sand. It's weird to see the ballpark. The ballpark did look like an island. If you have a search engine, go to the search engine or whatever search engine you use, just go to the search engine and type in Iowa and type in the Astros, and you see, you can't believe what you're seeing. It really looks like it's a separate island, like you'd have to take a boat to go and watch. So we know that this could be another rough week weather-wise, which is interesting because so many other parts of the country are just dying for water, but now in the Midwest we're seeing with all the rain, they're just getting pummeled, the opposite of what we're seeing in parts of Texas, most of Texas, and what we're seeing in California. They're dealing with terribly dry conditions, which leads to the wildfires, which leads to so many firemen having to try to attack it, and how many hours they're at it, and what if they get the Santa Ana winds? It seems to be a reoccurring theme, and they're in the throes of that right now. And that can just be so rough, because even when it's windy, they can't do what they normally do from some of these helicopters, where they're able to douse planes, where they're able to throw the flame retardant onto the areas of the fire that they can't get out. But they can't do that if the winds are up, so that creates a big problem for that, and that happens a lot this time of year, so they're starting to see that, and they're concerned about the lack of water there, but yet in the Midwest, they're just getting hammered in a lot of different directions as far as that's concerned. And finally, probably later this week, of course, we're going to be talking about this, the president vowing to do something about immigration, which we've talked about a lot, the problems at the border. Maybe another executive order. It's looking that way. That's what he hinted at on Friday heading into the weekend. So what does that mean? Taking over more facilities. What can he possibly do to quell the amount of kids, especially that are coming in illegally with no ties to the United States? Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight.
The Big Berkey Water Filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.